I showed the chairman that, yesterday, and I think it scared him a little bit that we've got 32 pros actually signed to the football club, whether they be on loan or including people like Luke James and Aaron Williams and Jordan Nicholson and Harry Anderson and, you know, boys who are out on loan. We've got like 32 pros, so it's way too many. I don't want to be having to deal with 30, 31, 32 players all the time. Ideally, I'd like a squad of 22, 23. We'll try and move a few out to try and get them some games over the January period. And I think it's important for those players to do that, because I'll be fair with them. I ain't going to speak to anybody just yet, but I'll be fair to them in January and let them know that game time is going to be limited here. And if we can get a few bodies in, that's going to improve us, and that's the key thing, improve us. I ain't bringing bodies in for the sake of bringing bodies in. It's happened too many times here. So I'm clued into that. I know who I want to bring in the building, and I know who I'd like to go and get some games.
Do you feel the club has to learn from a few mistakes in previous January windows? Because I guess there is a feeling, isn't there, this is your last chance before the run into the end of the campaign, so you want to do the right business, you want to get it right to make sure you challenge for those playoffs or better. But as you say, you can't be impatient and just bring anything into the club, because that can be a hindrance more than a help.
It is a hindrance, to be honest with you. You know, you're bringing new players in, you're trying to, you know, blood them into the group that's already here. We've put hours upon hours in terms of coaching into these players who are at the building at the minute. They're buying into what we're doing. They're improving. The results are improving. You bring, I'm not saying we will, and I know we won't, but you bring 5, 6, 7 bodies in January, it kills you. It kills you completely. And that's one thing that's not going to happen here in January. If one or two or possibly three come in that can improve us, great, and include the goalkeeper in that. So we ain't gone overboard in terms of January already, you know, and we want to make sure we don't make the same mistakes that we have in previous years, because these players come into the building, they expect to play, and then when they don't play, you've got problems on your hands. So we've got a good squad here. You know, I did my business in the summer, I was pleased with it. Probably 85% of the signings that I made, I have made an impact. Some of them haven't had a chance. So it's, you know, the business was done in the summer. It just needs probably fine-tuned. Whether we need an experienced body around the camp is something we've spoke about. The goalkeeping situation and have a look at covering for Jack Baldwin. So they're the main priorities for me. And, you know, hopefully we can get that sorted.
And talks, I think, still ongoing with McGee and Spurs about trying to get that one done. That's obviously a big priority for you.
Yeah, it's been ongoing. I've left it with Barry and the chairman to sort out. Obviously, you know, the transfer stuff. I've told him I want Luke, so they can sort that out. Luke wants to stay here. There's you know, he's told me again this morning, he wants to stay. He wants to get it sorted. He just wants to concentrate on this football, and that's what I want him to do. We've given Luke a chance at this football club in terms of he's come to the building. You know, when he came, no one had heard of him. I'd watched him 3-4 games. I knew what he was capable of. He's come here, he's been given a chance, and he's in the public domain because of his performances and because of the help he's received here from coaching staff, tiles. So, you know, loyalty does go a long way in football, and Luke's, he knows that.